This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you. Walhamdulillah for our final majlis with regards to Medina Arabic Volume 2. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, bi'iznillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we will be doing some muraja'a. Muraja'a ya'ni revision, insha'Allah. Walhamdulillah. In lesson number 9 of this volume 2 of the Medina Arabic syllabus, we had done muraja'a. In lesson number 9, it was muraja'a. It was revision of lessons 1 to 8 plus 9. Walhamdulillah. Bi'iznillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we will do a little bit of revision with regards to lessons 10 up to the end of the book. Bi'iznillahi ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we remind ourselves, why are we learning the Arabic language? Why are we putting in the effort? Why are we spending our time in trying to understand the Arabic language? Because it is the language of the noble Quran. Because it's the language of the Sunnah of the Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because it is the language of Al-Islam. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, in lesson number 10, what did we cover? In our revision session now, we are not going to go through every single example. No. We've already gone through that, walhamdulillah, in the lessons. Rather, in this session, this muraja'a session, we will be covering the main concepts discussed and learned in each lesson. So, for example, in lesson number 10, what did we cover? We covered fi'il mudari'. Fi'il mudari' is your present slash future tense. Kataba, he wrote, past tense. Dhahaba, he went, past tense. Jalasa, he sat, past tense. Whereas, yaktubu could mean he writes. Yaktubu, he is writing. Yaktubu, he will write. If you add a sin in front of it, in front of the present tense verb, fi'il mudari', then it's definitely with regards to the future. Sayaktubu, he will write. He will write. Walhamdulillah. Remember that we've already covered, masha'Allah, in volume 2 and also volume 1, some of the past tense verbs. And so here now, the present slash future tense verbs. And in lesson number 14, we also covered the imperative, the order, the fi'lu amr, idhab, go, ijlis, sit. Alhamdulillah. In this lesson number 10, we also covered numbers 21 to 30. Example, wahidun wa ishruna rajulan. Wahidun wa ishruna rajulan. Rajulan is the item which is being counted. It is singular and it is mansub. Ithnani wa ishruna rajulan. 22 men. Thalathatun wa ishruna rajulan. Thalathatun wa ishruna rajulan. Arba'atun wa ishruna rajulan. So it's mansub and it's in the singular form. Walhamdulillah. We also covered illa, except, mustathna, exclusion. Illa khamsa daqa'iqa, except 5 minutes. 1 hour, except 5 minutes. So in this type of sentence, the noun which comes after illa, it is mansub. It is mansub. Example, ja'a al-tullabu, the students came. Illa khalidan, except Khalid. Lam yusafir illa zaydan. Lam yusafir إِلَّا زَيْدًا. Did not travel except Zayd. Except Zayd. So this is the exclusion, the mustathna. Another example. إِلَّا أَرْبَعًا. Except four. Jameel. We also covered لَعَلَّ. لَعَلَّ can mean, I hope for such and such. Or it could mean إِشْفَاق. It could mean I'm afraid of such and such. Example where we hope. لَعَلَّ الْجَوَّ جَمِيلٌ. لَعَلَّ الْجَوَّ جَمِيلٌ. I hope that the weather is beautiful. I hope that the weather is good. لَعَلَّ is a sister of إِنَّ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ, إِنَّ الْكِتَابَ, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ makes the noun after it mansub. So لَعَلَّ does the same. لَعَلَّ الْجَوَّ جَمِيلٌ. I hope that the weather is beautiful. Walhamdulillah. With regards to negation in the past tense, we say ma dhahaba. He didn't go. Ma dhahaba. He did not go. Whereas negation in the present tense, la yadhhabu. He is not going. La yadhhabu ila al-masjidi. Allahu musta'an. La yadhhabu ila al-masjidi. He does not go to the masjid. La yadhhabu ila al-masjidi. Allahu musta'an. He does not go to the masjid. And that's a problem. That's a major mushkila. Allahu musta'an. What does mubakkiran mean? Early. Mutaakhiran means late. Baina. Baina means between. Example. Jalasa baina Muhammadin wa Faisalin. He sat between Muhammad and Faisal. Baina is technically a harf of jar. Jayid. And so the noun after it will be majroor. Jalasa baina Muhammadin wa Faisalin. Jalasa baina Muhammadin wa Faisalin. Mumtaz. That covers a little bit of revision with regards to lesson number 10. As for lesson number 11, we covered, for example, يذهب, يذهب, he is going or he will go. Add a seen in front. سيذهب, definitely with regards to the future now. Walhamdulillah. We learnt ما أكلت شيئا. ما أكلت شيئا. I did not eat anything. ما أكلت شيئا. I did not eat anything. With regards to the past tense, when we want to make the sentence negative, we add ma. Ma akaltu, I did not eat. Ma dhahabtu, I did not go. Ma jalastu, I did not sit. With regards to the fi'il mudari', the present tense, then we add lam. We add the lam. Example, la ashrabu al-qahwata. I don't drink coffee. La ashrabu al-qahwata. La ashrabu al-qahwata. I do not drink coffee. لا أذهب إلى دربا. لا أذهب إلى دربا. I am not going to Durban. لا أجلس أمامك. I will not sit. لا أجلس أمامك. I will not sit in front of you. I will not sit in front of you. I'm not sitting in front of you. لا أجلس أمامك. لا أجلس أمامك. I am not sitting in front of you. Jameel. And so we covered in lesson number 11, we also covered masdars. Masdar, this is a verbal noun. Verbal noun. Masdar, what is masdar? Masdar is a verbal noun, inshaAllah. And what's a masdar? Masdar, verbal noun, basically like the verb minus the tense and the subject. Dukhulun, entry. Dukhulun, entry. We say, Ad-dukhulu mamnu'un. Entry is forbidden. Entry is forbidden. The masdar, it can have the alif and lam attached to it, or there could not be any alif and lam, and both of them are fine. Here we learned the form fu'ulun, fu'ulun, dukhulun, khurujun, exit, khurujun, also a masdar. In this lesson, we also learned about amma, as for. Amma Suleiman famin Amerika. And so when we use amma, when we're talking about two items, two things, then the khabar after amma will take a fa. We're talking about Salman and Ilyas. Then we say, Amma Salman fa min Amerika. We brought the fa. Fa min Amerika. And then as for Salman, then he is from America. Lesson number 12, we covered Anta tadhhabu, Anti tadhhabina. Anti tadhhabina. Aina tadhhabina ya Fatimatu? Aina tadhhabina ya Fatimatu? Where are you going, O Fatima? Plural. Aina tadhhabna ya akhawatu? Aina tadhhabna ya akhawatu? Excellent. So, in lesson number 12, we dealt with now speaking to a female. The isnad of the fi'l mudari' to the feminine pronoun. Excellent. Yawm al-Sabti means Saturday. Jayid. We find that Yawm al-Sabt, this is like a maf'ool fihi. Dhahabtu ila suqi sabahan. I went to the marketplace in the morning. Sabahan mansub. Adhabu ilayhi kulla yawmin. I go to him every day. All of these here, they are denoting the time of the action. And so they are mansub. We talked about and we discussed inna in lesson number 1. Walhamdulillah. Also one should remember that the inna, it usually comes after qala or at the beginning of a sentence. Qala inna, qala inna Sulaymana, qala inna al-mudarrisa. Or at the beginning of the sentence, inna al-mudarrisa. But with regards to anna, anna, spoke about inna. Now we're talking about anna. Anna comes after verbs. Sami'tu anna al-mudarrisa. Sami'tu anna al-mudarrisa. Sami'tu anna al-mudarrisa. I heard indeed the teacher. I heard that the teacher. So after a verb, we have anna. After qala, that's an exception. After qala, we have inna. Beginning of sentence, we have inna. As for anna, this comes after a verb or in the middle of sentences, insha'Allah. Lesson number 13. What did we cover in lesson number 13? Lesson number 13 was a simple one. Walhamdulillah. Here we had a little bit of revision. Example, Hamidun yadhhabu. Aminatu tadhhabu. Plural. Hamidun wa Aliyun wa Hishamun yadhhabuna. Aminatu wa Maryam wa Zainabu yadhhabna. Okay, that's now third person. What about second person? Anta tadhhabu, you are going. Anti tadhhabina, you are going. O Fatima, plural. Antum tadhhabuna, antunna tadhhabna. Myself, first person. Ana adhhabu, I am going. نَحْنُ نَذْهَبُ, we are going. Excellent. Lesson number 14, we covered فِعْلُ أَمْر. MashaAllah, order, command. اُكْتُبْ يَا مُحَمَّدُ. اُكْتُبُوا يَا إِخْوَانُ. اُكْتُبُوا يَا طُلَّبُ. Speaking to a female. اُكْتُبِي يَا آمِنَةُ. اُكْتُبِي يَا أَمَأَمِنَةُ. اُكْتُبْنَ يَا أَخَوَاتُ. جميل. Example, Ya Bilal Uktub. Ya Bilal Uktub. Joining it. Ya Bilal Uktub. Ya Bilal Uktub. Jamil. Iqra' waktub. Read and write. Jamil. Ishrab al-ma'a. Ishrab al-ma'a. Ya Muhammadu. Let's say it fast. Ishrabil ma'a ya Muhammadu. So technically, the ba on the ishrab will turn into a kasra. Ishrab al ma'a. Drink water. Ya Muhammadu becomes ishrabil ma'a ya Muhammadu. Ishrabil ma'a ya Muhammadu. Iftahil baba ya Sulaymanu. What does fa'inna mean? Fa'inna means because. Jayid. Idhab, go. La tadhab, don't go. Jayid. La tadhab, don't go. Jamil. And this is with regards to prohibitions. This is the lam an-nahiya, the prohibitive type of lam. We also have the nahiya, which is the negative negation. La afhamul ingliziyata. I do not understand English. That's negating my knowledge of English. That's different from I say to somebody, don't write. One is a prohibition. The other one is negation. لا تذهب يا بلال. لا تذهب يا بلال. Don't go, O Bilal. لا تذهبي يا آمنة. لا تذهبي يا آمنة. جميل. كاد يكاد means what? Almost. Almost. About to. Almost. Try it. Example. يكاد الجرس يرن. يكاد الجرس يرن. The bell is about to ring. كاد المدرس يخرج. The teacher was about to leave. The teacher was about to leave. Jayid. What's the difference between لا أشرب القهوة and ما أشرب القهوة? What's the difference between those two sentences? لا أشرب القهوة and ما أشرب القهوة. The first one means always, and the second one means right now. لا أشرب القهوة, I do not drink coffee at all. Understand it in brackets, at all. Whereas ما أشرب القهوة, I'm not drinking coffee now. Maybe later, maybe tomorrow, etc. إنما, إن means indeed, surely establishing what is mentioned. إنما الأعمال بالنيات. جميل. Lesson number 16, what did we cover? We talked about verbs, جيد. We talked about, for example, يريد, he wants. أريد, I want. هو, يريد, he wants. جميل. ما اسمك, what is your name? This ما is the interrogative ما, whereas the negative ما, ما فهمت. I did not understand. ما فهمت, I didn't understand. Then there's also another ما, ما موصولة. Example, أشرب ما تشرب. أشرب ما تشرب. I drink what you are drinking. أكل ما تأكل. I eat what you eat. جميل. ذو means to possess. ذا also means to possess, but that's the منصوب form. We also covered certain names which were on the scale of فعل, and they are ممنوع من الصرف. Example, هبلو, the idol. زفرو, زحلو, Saturn, the star. عمرو, the name عمرو, جيد, is a diptote. We covered feminine colors. فعلاو, on the scale of فعلاو. Example, white. بيضاو, white, singular. سوداو, black, singular. حمراو, singular, red. All these are feminine, جيد. شعر رأسي أسودو, the color of my hair is black. Aswadu, masculine. Walihyati baydau, and my lihya, my beard, feminine. Walihyati baydau, and my beard is baydau, is white. As for in the plural form, in the plural form, then we only have one form. You don't have masculine and feminine, etc. You have just one form. Example, alhunudul humru, red Indians. Arrijalu sudu, black men. An-nisa us-sumru, the reddish woman. Jamil. The name Umar and the name Amr. How do we write Amr? We have the extra waw at the end. What does akharu mean? Another. Ukhra, feminine of the same thing. Indi qalamun akharu, I have another pen. Wa example, suratun ukhra, and another surah. So ukhra is feminine, akharu is masculine. Lesson number 17, what did we cover here? We saw, for example, the sentence, uridu an adhaba, I want to go. I want to go. We learnt about the lam of ta'lil. لأفهم القرآن. أدرس اللغة العربية لأفهم القرآن. So makes the word after it take a fatha. لأفهم. لأفهم. لأفهم القرآن الكريم. ممتاز. يمكن, possible, it is possible. منذ means since. منذ أسبوع, since a week. Jayid. We say دخل محمد, whereas دخلت عائشة, دخلت عائشة. But if the item we're talking about is not a human being, not an animal, then you could use either masculine or feminine options. Example, خرجت السيارة. خرجت السيارة. سيارة is feminine. We could say obviously خرجت السيارة. But you can also say خرج السيارة. خرج السيارة. But you cannot say خرج آمنة. You cannot say خرجت محمد etc. جميل. أرجو means I request. I request. Lesson number 18. What did we cover here? We covered the calf of similarity. ساعتي كساعتك. ساعتي, my watch is like your watch. ساعتي كساعتك. كساعتك. This is like a harf. It is a harf of jar. هذا البيت كالمسجد. This house is like a masjid. هذا البيت كالمسجد. كالمسجد. كمثل الحمار. Like the example of a donkey Allah mentions in the Noble Quran. So that calf there, the calf of similarity, and it's a harf of jar. كل means all, used for emphasis. حضر الطلاب كلهم. The students attended, all of them. قرأت الكتاب كله. I read the book, the entirety, the entire book. We say, يا بلال. يا محمد. Originally محمد. Originally بلال. Put يا. يا محمد. Ya Bilalu. But what if, for example, we had a word which has an alif and lam? Example, Ya Annasu. Ya Annasu. What happens in this case is we bring ayyuha in the middle. Ya ayyuhannasu. Ya ayyuhannasu. Ya ayyuhannasu. We have ya, we have ar-rajulu. Ya ayyuharrajulu. Ya ayyuharrajulu. Hayya bina, come along. And hayya bina means come along. Mumtaz. As for lesson number 19, we covered examples. Ma darastu, I didn't study, past tense. La a'arifu, I don't know. A'arifu is present tense. La a'arifu, I don't know. Both of them are giving us the negation. ما درست, I didn't study. ما أعرف, أو rather لا أعرف, I don't know. لا أعرف, I don't know. Whereas for future, negation in with regards to the future, we say لن أذهب. لن أذهب. We use لن. لن أذهب, I will not go. ما ذهبت, I didn't go. لا أذهب, I am not going. لن أذهب, I will not go, I will not go. أبداً, أبداً is used to emphasize the negative for the future. لن أكتب إليه أبداً, I will not write to him ever. As for قط, this is to emphasize negative in the past. ما رأيته قط, I've not seen him ever. ما رأيته قط, I've not seen him ever. And lesson number 20, we covered the duals. We covered duals. هذان ريالان, these are 2 reals. أريد ريالين, I want 2 reals. اشتريته بريالين, I bought them for 2 reals. So ريالان, ريالين and ريالين. والحمد لله, ما شاء الله. Remember, we can also say كم ريالاً, and we can say بكم ريالين. If we bring the harf of جر, the ba, then it will be بكم ريالين. But without the ba, it's كم, كم ريالاً. كم, كم ريالاً. والحمد لله. And that covers revision with regards to lessons 10 to 20. 10 to 20. والحمد لله. بإذن الله يا أمة الله. The lesson number 11. What did we cover in lesson number 11? We learnt about lam. Lam is a negative particle. Did not. Did not. Example. Lam yadhab. He did not go. Lam yadhab. He did not go. Yadhabu. He is going or he goes. Lam yadhab. He did not go. He did not go. So technically now, the meaning turns into the past tense. It was a fi'il mudari'. It was a present tense verb. يذهبوا. He is going. He goes. Add lam. The meaning now turns to past tense. He did not go. He did not go. Excellent. والحمد لله. Example. لم أفهم. هذا الدرس. I did not understand this lesson. As for لما, this means, it's also a negative particle, it means not yet. لما أشرب القهوة. لما أشرب القهوة. جيد. If it is used with the فعل مضارع, then it is just like لم. لما أشرب القهوة. I have not yet drank the coffee. لما يرجع. He has not yet returned. جيد. لما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم. إيمان has not yet entered into their hearts. We also covered in this lesson the difference between فعل, or rather جملة فعلية and جملة اسمية, nominal and verbal sentences. The word مهلا means don't rush, take it easy, slow down, don't be in a hurry. Somebody says ما عندي قلم ولا كتاب. I neither have a pen nor a book. Lesson number 20, or rather that was revision of lesson number 21. That was revision of 21. We move on to revision of 22, inshallah. Remember, the three moods of the fi'l mudari', it could either be marfu', or it could be mansub, or it can be majzoom. Jayid, yadhhabu, يذهب and يذهب. Excellent. So that's covered in lesson number 22. Lesson number 23, we cover the sound masculine plural. The sound masculine plural in the mansub form and the majrur form. Example. خرج المدرسون. خرج المدرسون. خرج المدرسون. مدرسون, they are the doers, the فاعل. رأيت المدرسين. I saw the teachers. Here they are what? They are the object. رأيت المدرسين. ذهبت إلى المدرسين. I went to the teachers. So مدرسون, مدرسين and مدرسين. Excellent. And similarly, عقود, numbers like عشرون, follow the same rule. عشرون, عشرين and عشرين. عشرون, ضم form, مرفوع. عشرين, mansub form and majrur form. It's also عشرين. With regards to 21 to 30, واحد وعشرون طالبا. إحدى وعشرون طالبة. إثنان وعشرون طالبا. إثنتان وعشرون طالبة. ثلاثة وعشرون طالبا. ثلاث وعشرون طالبة. Excellent. So we can see that our معدود, it is in the singular form, طالبا و طالبة, singular form and منصوب. لا أكل ولا شرب. He neither ate nor drank. He neither ate nor drank. لا شرب. لا أكل ولا شرب. He neither ate nor drank. Way of saying that. جيد. That usloob. Lesson number 24, we covered all numbers, mashallah. So that was revision with regards to all numbers covered from book 1 right up to our current lesson. Lesson 25, what did we cover? We covered kana. Although kana, we learnt about kana in lesson number 7, here we just put matters in context. Kana al-ma'u baridan. The water was cold. كان الماء باردا. Remember, the ism كان. كان الماء. كان الماء. ماء is the ism كان. It is مرفوع. باردا is the خبر كان. And it is منصوب. It is منصوب. كان الجو جميلا. كان الجو جميلا. But if the sentence is a prepositional sentence, example, كان المدرس في الفصل. So here, our خبر كان is a preposition. كان المدرس في الفصل. في الفصل, and so that applies as normal. لا يزال is a sister of كان. So here, mashallah, we're learning about the sister of كان. لا يزال. لا يزال. Example. بلال مريض. بلال is sick. بلال مريض. لا يزال بلال مريض. لا يزال بلال مريضا. بلال is still sick. لا يزال بلال مريضا. بلال is still sick. جميل. We also learned about بعد and قبل. جيد. Sometimes you say بعد and قبل. When do we do this? جيد. Not بعد and قبل, but rather بعد and قبل. This is what's this? This is if the مضاف إليه is left out. If the مضاف إليه is omitted. لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد. لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد. This is when the مضاف إليه is omitted. جميل. Diptote plurals أسير أسرى أسرى. أحمق plural حمقى حمقى. مرضى plural of مريض. And قتيل قتلى. So all of these plurals they are diptotes. قتلى مرضى أسرى prisoners حمقى idiots. جميل. Exercise number 26. What did we cover here? Here we began the different forms of verbs. And so you had, for example, the مثال, the أجوف, the ناقص, the different types of verbs. وزن, يزن, وقف, يقف. We also covered تصغير, تصغير, جند, and جنيد, جنيد, حسن, حسين, عبد, عبيد. You either do this for endearment, to show love, endearment, etc. Or belittling, تحقير, تحقير. We call somebody not a رجل, we call him رجيل, رجيل, a small man. You're making fun of the guy. You are belittling him. جيد. So either you say on the scale فعيل, and there are other scales also, we either out of endearment, love, so جنيد, سهيل, فضيل, or to make fun. الله مستعان. Another sentence, or rather we also covered other forms of مصدرs. فعال, فعال scale, نكاح, نكاح. ذهاب on the scale of فعال. We did فعول like خروج, ركوع, دخول. We covered those. والحمد لله. When you are looking for something and then suddenly it appears, you just found it, we say ها هو ذا, here it is. Feminine. ها هي ذي, here it is. Lesson number 27, what did we cover there? We covered, for example, the verbs زار يزور, باع يبيع, قال يقول. جميل. We also covered after a قسم, the affirmative, a قسم, and if we have the affirmative, the ماضي will be emphasized with لقد. Example, والله لقد كدت أموت. والله لقد, لقد, we bring in the word لقد. والله لقد كدت أموت. والله, I almost died. So this is in the affirmative. But if it's in the negation, we don't bring any لقد. We don't bring any لقد. Example, والله ما أكلت. والله, I didn't eat. But in affirmative, والله لقد رأيته في السوق. والله, I saw him in the marketplace. So affirmative, we bring لقد. We bring لقد. We also covered أظن. أظن الجو جميلا. أظن الجو جميل. I think, I feel, I think that the weather is beautiful. أظن الجو جميلا. أظن الجو جميلا. ظن, this affects two objects. أظن الجو منصوب because of ظن. أظن الجو جميلا. جميلا also affected by ظن. So ظن affects two مفعولs. جميل. But we could also say the similar sentence like this. أظن أن الجو جميل. So now جميل. Now not جميلا because we brought أن. أظن أن الجو جميل. Without anna, أظن الجو جميلا. We hope you understood the difference there, inshallah. اجلس حيث تشاء. Sit wherever you want to sit. لا ينبغي means it's not proper, it's not appropriate. لا ينبغي هذا, it's not good to do this. Lesson 28, we covered فعل ناقص. We covered, for example, أرني, show me such and such. جيد, أرني. بعد means لم يرجع بعد, he has not yet returned. لم يرجع بعد, he has not yet returned. جيد. Lesson number 29, the فعل مضاعف. We also covered a few examples of لما, لما يرجع, has not yet returned. We already covered that previously. جميل. لما سمعت الجرس, لما سمعت الجرس دخلت الفصل. When I heard the bell, then I entered into the classroom. So لما can mean has not yet, and it can also mean when. لما يرجع has not yet returned. لما سمعت الجرس, when I heard the bell, دخلت الفصل, I entered the classroom. So two different examples of لما. جميل. What else did we cover in lesson number 29? We covered قط and أبدا. قط is to emphasize the negative in the past, and أبدا is to emphasize it for the future. لم أكتب إليه قط. لم أكتب إليه قط. I have not written to him ever. لم أكتب, I have not written to him ever. This is to do with the past, so it's قط. Future. لن أكتب إليه أبدا, I will not write to him ever in the future. لا وشكرا, no thanks. لا وشكرا, make sure you mention the wow. لا وشكرا, no thanks. No thanks, they want to dish out something for you, you say لا وشكرا, no thanks. جيد. The verse in the Noble Quran, قال رب اشرح لي صدري, قال رب اشرح لي صدري. Technically, it's like قال يا ربي, يا ربي, يا ربي, but we do not pronounce the ya, nor the ya at the end. قال رب اشرح لي, قال رب اشرح لي. جيد. And lesson number 30, which was the last lesson, والحمد لله, lesson number 30 was the last lesson, صح؟ And so in lesson number 30, what did we cover? We covered duels. الرجل ذهب, the man went. الرجل ذهب, الرجلان ذهبا, الرجلان ذهبا, the two men. So ذهبا one guy, but ذهبا two guys. ذهبا two guys. Excellent. الطالبة ذهبت, الطالبتان ذهبتا, الطالبتان ذهبتا, الطالبتان ذهبتا. Excellent. We have, for example, كتاباني, كتابيني, and كتابيني. Two books. كتاباني, كتابيني, كتابيني. جيد. Another example. هما. What does هما mean? Two of them. هما means two of them. والحمد لله. And then lesson number 31. Lesson 31 was the نعت. Was the adjectives, right? We obviously know the rule that the adjective must follow whatever it is describing in terms of gender, in terms of number, in terms of all matters. Walhamdulillah, mashallah. And with that, we've covered a revision of the entire book 2. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us knowledge which is beneficial and not knowledge which is harmful. Allah keep us away from knowledge which is a proof against us. Allahumma musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, before we move on to a prophetic maxim, little bit of vocab insha'Allah. We last covered the word ajnabiyun. Ajnabiyun meaning something which is foreign. The word janahun. Janahun means a wing. Ajnihatun, wings. Jundiyun, soldier. Junudun, soldiers. Jinsun, genus. Ajnas, genus, a category. Jayid. We find jannatun. Jannatun is a garden. Jinn are the invisible beings, jayid, opposed to the ins. Ins, and we have the jinn, jayid. Jinnatun, what does jinnatun mean? Jinnatun means madness. Jinnatun means madness. جيد. ذو جنتين. He possesses madness. جنيهن is a pound. جهد. جهاد. مجاهدة. جاهدة means to strive. And اجتهاد, to exert oneself. Jahl, jahl means ignorance, to be ignorant, not to know something. Allahu musta'an. We ask Allah for knowledge. We ask Allah to keep us away from jahl and jahiliyya. Jameel. A prophetic maxim bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Our Nabi, your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has stated, وَاتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُوهَا. وَاتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ. And follow the سَيِّئَةَ. Follow the سَيِّئَةَ with what? With a hasana. Follow up an evil deed with a good deed. Tamhuha. It will wipe it away. Tamhuha. It will wipe it away. Subhanallah. This hadith here, reported by Imam At-Tirmidhi and others. This hadith in reality, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, gives us hope. This hadith in reality is dealing with tazkiyatun nafs. This hadith in reality is part and parcel of the fruits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement, wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay, that my mercy overcomes all matters. Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi, that my mercy overpowers and is before my anger. And so this is the fruit of that. That if you do something evil, you follow it up with a good deed, then technically the good will wipe away the evil, walhamdulillah. And these words were mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala an. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, ittaqillaha haythuma kunt. Fear Allah, have the taqwa of Allah wherever you are. Watbi'i sayyi'ata alhasanata tamhuha. Follow up an evil deed with a good deed, and so it will wipe it away. That's the second advice. Third one, wa khaliqin nas bi khuluqin hasan. And mix with the people with good character. Mix with the people and show them good akhlaq. And these three advices are found in the Noble Quran in one verse after the other. Allah states, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And hasten towards the forgiveness of your Lord and towards Jannah, which is wide expanse like the heavens and the earth, and has been prepared for the people of taqwa. And so you have taqwa. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And they are the people, look at the akhlaq. Look at the akhlaq. They are the ones who spend in the good times and in the bad times, and they hold back their anger and they overlook matters with regards to people. And wallahu yuhibbu al-muhsinin, and Allah loves those who do good. Look at their akhlaq. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً, and they are the ones who, when they do some evil, أو ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, or oppress themselves by some sin, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, they remembered Allah, and so فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, and they sought forgiveness, and forgiveness was given to them. وَمَن يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, and who is there that forgives sins except Allah? وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, and they didn't insist upon that matter while they knew. They didn't continue upon that evil matter. They made amends. They turned and they came back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. And so that's the recipe. You do something wrong. You make a mistake. You fall into a sin, and we all sin. Follow it up with a good deed. Follow it up with a good deed, subhanAllah. Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبَنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. The good deeds, they wipe away the evil deeds. And so you might have done something in a certain place. In that same place, if you can, do some good there. And so the good will wipe away the evil, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Your one prayer to the next prayer. Your Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah. Your Ramadan to the next Ramadan. They wipe away your sins in between. They wipe away your sins in between. So Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, there's always hope, walhamdulillah. There is always hope, walhamdulillah. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the famous hadith reported in Sahih Muslim that a servant, he sins, and then he says, Oh Allah, you forgive me. And Allah says that he, the slave, he knows that he has a Rabb who forgives sins. And so I have forgiven my slave. And then the slave lived for some time and then he falls into some other sins. And then he says, oh Allah, you forgive me. And Allah says, my slave knows that he has a Rabb who forgives sins. And so he is forgiven. And I've forgiven him. And then he lives for a period of time and then he sins again. And he says, oh Allah, I've sinned again. Oh Allah, please forgive me. And Allah forgives him again. And Allah says that my servant, he knows that he has a Rabb who forgives sins. And I've forgiven him, I've forgiven him, I've forgiven him, subhanAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those with regards to whom Allah has said, I have forgiven them, I have forgiven them, I have forgiven them. Wallah, we ask you to forgive us. Wallah, we ask you to forgive our sins committed in the brightness of the day and in the darkness of the night. Those sins that nobody knows about, only you know. Wallah, you forgive our sins. Wallah, do not expose us. Wallah, let people think good of us. Do not expose us before fellow man. Wallah, you've covered up these sins for all of this time. Keep it covered. And wallah, forgive our sins. Forgive our sins. حياكم الله. Until we meet again, يا عبد الله يا أمة الله, we ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. حياكم الله. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.